Hey, Beckett.
Yeah?
If Mason had an incinerator in the basement, why wouldn't he just dispose of Kayla's body there?
I told Mason that you would figure it out, but the old man wouldn't listen to me. Hey, Caleb, don't. Sorry, Rick, but I'm going to enjoy my retirement with you and the Mrs. hunting me.
Castle!
Mary Vanderbilt's on the seventh floor covering her ears like she's listening to
They all die.
The greatest secrets of the world being revealed.
Thank you, Mike Jacobson, for telling me to cover my ears.
Kim Potts is the TV gal, greatest guest ever at TV Screener. The Castle finale was Monday night, and I don't want to spoil it for Mary. She's only had 5 days to watch the episode.
Sorry, I had to watch Survivor. It ended too last night.
So, but I got to tell you, Kim, I liked the finale after a very disappointing final season. I liked the finale.
I thought it was a good way to end, too. I know that not everyone is thrilled with it, but as you said, everyone pretty much universally agreed that the final season was just kind of terrible. And it's great that they got the chance to wrap it up, that they had thought ahead to shoot those two endings, and I think that's as good as it could have gotten. It's a happy ending. What more do we want?
Do we know, by the way, why the two leads were fighting to the extent they couldn't continue the show?
You know, it's one of those things. There's a lot of shows that have had that situation. Gilmore Girls was a show that was always said about Lauren Graham and Scott Patterson, and now they're doing the revival on Netflix, and they seem to be getting along well. I think sometimes maybe the chemistry just isn't there. You know, one person just rubs the other the wrong way. But you know what? They managed to do it for that many seasons, so it's kind of disappointing, I think, that they couldn't keep it together to carry the show on longer, because fans certainly seem to want a few more seasons of the show. But, you know, if that's the way it's going to be, again, I think I agree with you. I think that finale was kind of nice.
Satisfying. I would go with satisfying.
It was.
Satisfying. I will say this, and maybe you could tell me, because this is your business. I can't think of a single terrific television show where there's sexual chemistry between the leads that leads to them hooking up that doesn't also lead to the end of the show. Moonlighting, you know, back in the 80s,
yeah.
Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd is an easy example that comes to mind.
Cheers.
Yeah. So maybe you can, Kim. I can't think of any, you know, because the point being, be careful what you wish for. Writers build this sexual tension, and people watch the show and they go, well, I want them together. I want that to happen, and then they get together and they can't figure out what to do with them, and the show ends.
It's true. There are very few exceptions to that. The whole will they, won't they, it's such a great way to go, and I think it's hard for people not to fall into when you see the chemistry between people. But, then where do you go from there? I will say, actually, one recent example on Bates Motel that's been kind of a situation that came as a surprise to the showrunners, to everyone at the beginning. I'm definitely not going to spoil how it turned out, because it is a major, major storyline still in play on the show, which just ended its fourth season. But they found a very clever way to deal with that and still give fans what they wanted. I think The Office did it a little bit with Jim and Pam, and then it wasn't. I think eventually it kind of affected them in that they didn't know where to go once they got married. But I think once they got together, it was still good for a while. But it is. It's hard to do.
That's why we're looking for all sweet love stories to turn into dirty solicit affairs, because it's just much easier for the writers to keep the show going. Kim Potts is the TV critic at TV Screener, the TV critic at Yahoo. She's great. She has information on every TV show ever. I said next Monday. It's a week from Monday. Memorial Day is a week from Monday. That's when the show is. All right, let's continue with our friend Kim Potts, the TV gal at TV Screener. House of Cards, I watched the first 7 episodes, Kim, like in 10 minutes. And then and I've watched 3 since then. I can't finish it. And it's not that it's bad. It's just, you know, Trump is much more of a pay-per-view situation than this is. And I mean, I will finish it. It just doesn't hold me like it did in seasons past.
It's, you know, it's totally true that it suffers by comparison to the craziness of what's going on in the real world. I really do think that it affected it this season. There's a new show coming on Fox, Designated Survivor, starring Kiefer Sutherland as a cabinet member who becomes president when a terrorist act takes out the president and all of Congress. So super pretty high concept, crazy idea, but it somehow does not seem as crazy right now, given what's going on in this real election year. And yeah, I agree. I think that House of Cards suffered a little bit for that, too.
All right, Kim, I will ask you about the Good Wife potential spinoff, but I watched Grey's Anatomy. I still watch Grey's. I've just not been thrilled with that show lately. I'm considering not watching it next season, but I just thought the finale last night was really weak.
I think a lot of people thought that. And, you know, it's a little surprise for that show. Everyone thought after McDreamy died that the show would kind of die out. And they've actually gotten new viewers because a lot of people are watching it on Netflix, catching up, and then tuning in for the current season. But I do think they have to be careful. They have somehow made it to what will be season 13 next year. And I think they need to come up with some new characters, maybe some different ideas, which I think is very hard to do, especially with a medical drama at season 13. But I think the show is definitely showing its age.
Okay, Good Wife spinoff.
Definitely happening.
Yes.
Yes, definitely happening. And it will be on CBS All Access, which is so it's not going to air on the main network. It, along with a new Star Trek franchise, will be on CBS All Access, which is essentially CBS's little version of their own version of Netflix. It has a lot of, it's a subscription thing. These two shows, the Good Wife spinoff and the new Star Trek, are their first original series, but they have like 7,000 episodes of their past series, the current series where you can watch, you know, past seasons. So that's kind of exciting. I mean, you know, they clearly want to compete. It's a whole new, yet another thing that we have to keep track of new shows on, as if there aren't enough of those now. But it's definitely happening, focusing on Christine Baranski. What more can you want?
Love it. I'm so happy.
Kim, what happened to Nashville? I'm asking for a friend.
Poor Nashville was always there at the end. You never knew. It was always on the bubble, thinking it was going to get canceled. I think, you know what, they gave it a good run. It probably, given its ratings, probably shouldn't have lasted as long as it did. But they had all of that other stuff coming off of it, the CDs and the concert tours and, you know, all of those people who otherwise wouldn't have gotten a chance, I think, to show these other talents that they had has been really great for them. A lot of them are touring now and actually recording their own CDs. So I think we just have to be satisfied that we got this many seasons of Nashville and its craziness. And I know I'll miss it, but yeah, I think it just didn't catch on quite as much as they needed it to justify keeping it on the air.
Is it possible one of the other networks or one of the streaming services might pick it up?
Maybe there's a chance, but again, because the downside to all the great music and stuff is that it makes it a lot more complicated to, you know, to get all that lined up as well, and to keep those CDs going and all of that. So I don't think so. I haven't really heard anything about that. There are a couple of the canceled shows. Limitless on CBS is being shopped. It's definitely gone at CBS, but it's being shopped to other places. I mean, you never know.
Okay. Can I ask?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm furious about the family, Kim. And so many people I know, they left it hanging. They cancel it, ABC. Somebody's got to pick it up. There's like 20 different storylines that can go from this.
I know. I did hear that Netflix has shown a little bit of interest in that one.
Yay!
Yeah. So as you said, there were so many potential things to and places to go with that one.
I don't think they were expecting it to end, honestly. Or they would have put some sort of better finale on it. And the grandfathered and the grinder, I'm mad about that too, but I'm sure.
I know.
A lot of people are, that I've heard.
It's true, it's true. And Grindr, I thought, was very clever in a lot of places. The whole story arc that they did with Timothy Oliphant playing himself was so hilarious. I think that show especially would have done better as a cable comedy, where they really could have gone full force into the craziness and probably gotten a lot more guest stars. You know, it's sometimes different catches on, and sometimes people do want the same old thing, it seems.
Bones and NCIS being cited by texters as two shows where the leads got together and the show survived. Those are both good examples.
Absolutely.
Yep. Somebody asking about The Magician.
The Magician is returning, and that's kind of one of the surprise little under-the-radar shows. I had actually never even heard of it when somebody at my hair salon, I think, asked me about it. I hadn't even heard of it, and then it turned out that all of these people were kind of catching on to it. So, definitely jump in if you've heard good things and want to check it out.
Sons of Anarchy spinoff?
Definitely happening. It's in the works, kind of speeding along. Nothing much was happening for a while, and after Kurt Sutter's other show, the Bastard Executioner, flopped, I think he had time to focus on it. So it's moving right along.
Let's see. OJ Made in America, excellent, for so many different people. On June 11th, what's coming?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a documentary. It's the part of the ESPN 30 for 30 series, those great documentaries they do. I don't think they've made a bad one in that whole series. This is their first longer form one, several night miniseries. It traces his entire life, and, of course, nothing explains what OJ became, but you definitely get a much better sense of how, you know, he went from this superstar athlete
to a murderer.
Exactly. And it doesn't shy away from any of that. There's a lot of footage that we've never seen before. They actually have his wedding video to Nicole.
Wow.
And it's kind of surreal. A lot of little things like that. They tie it to the history of LA and the history of the LAPD. I would actually recommend TiVoing the whole thing, DVRing the whole thing, and watching it as a binge watch, because it's, you kind of can't stop once you start watching it.
Banshee series finale. The Last Banshee, tomorrow night on Cinemax. There is Bryan Cranston did LBJ on Broadway and was great. It's now a movie on HBO called All the Way. That's this weekend, isn't it?
That's Saturday, yes. Fantastic. We all finally get the chance to see that.
He's great. And finally, 24 Legacy. I'm against this. 24 should go away if it's not Kiefer, but what's happening?
Yeah, I know, and I thought of you when I talked to Howard Gordon, the producer, last week. First of all, he did confirm something which I think we should all be excited about, which is Jack Bauer is definitely not dead. He went off in that helicopter, and we thought that the baddies were going to kill him, but they have not yet anyway. They may have been torturing him all this time, but Howard confirmed that Jack Bauer is not dead, so we can never give up hope that we'll see him again. And Kiefer is an executive producer on the new 24, so I think, you know, there's some chance that he could pop in at some point too. But if you look at watch the trailer for this show, it looks pretty fantastic. Corey Hawkins from Straight Outta Compton and The Walking Dead is the lead. He makes a convincing Jack Bauer-ish type. We've got Jimmy Smith, who's a presidential candidate, kind of in the vein of President Palmer, who I think we all loved. Miranda Otto, who was so great as one of the villains on Homeland last season, is his wife. And like Mrs. Palmer, she's also plotting. So there are a lot of things to like about it. They have enough confidence in it that they're giving it the post-Super Bowl spot.
Wow.
So that says a lot about it. It looks pretty exciting. I think if you watch the trailer, you'll be interested.
It's only 8 months away. Maybe I'll get the last three House of Cards done by then.
Pace yourself with that.
Yeah, I don't want to pull a muscle. Cam, you're the best. Did you know that? You're the best.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
That's Kim Potts. We got to go. You know what would be cool? We should do a show from Kim Potts' house and just watch TV with her.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right?
I'm sure she would love to have all of us there peppering her with questions.
Every show we watch, we go, why'd they do that? What are you hearing?
Yeah. What's going to happen next?